Kristen, the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It's cold outside, Shady. That's why we need to heat it up with some second date updates.
Oh, absolutely. It's really hard to get a first date.
Oh, not for you. Come on.
Yeah, but it's even harder to get that second date because for some reason, usually when you go out on a first date, one person seems to pick out one little thing that they don't like about you and they make a huge deal about it. And we're here to make that big deal a little bit smaller and hopefully reconcile for a second date.
I love it. And today we got our guy Jake on the phone. What's up, my man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What up, Jake? So tell us a little bit about this date that you went on and who you went on a date with.
So I went on a date. We went to the, we met on that Bumble app. Do you guys that app?
Oh yeah, I have that app. I have not gotten a match on there yet.
Oh,
so congratulations.
Come on, really?
Yeah, it's a difficult one.
Wow, the ladies are picky, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest, I do all right on it.
Yeah, okay. All right, Jake. So, awesome. You guys met on Bumble, you and Sharon, and then what happened?
Yeah, we met, and then we went out to watch the Badger game at the Coliseum, that bar.
Yep. Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
That's our place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was cool. It was fun, you know. It's a cool place. It's a cool spot. Go Badgers, all that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, but then we haven't done a second date.
Huh. Now, is there anything that you might have thought of, like something you said to her, or maybe, like, did you shower the day before? You know, things like that, make sure everything was in check.
I mean, I was all showered. I mean, I thought I was being pretty funny, I'll be honest. I thought I was being pretty funny.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know.
You were wearing the right color. You were sporting red, not purple or anything like that, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was decked out. I had Badger sweatpants on. I looked the part. It wasn't bad. I looked the part.
I'll be honest. You probably look like Shady. Shady sports sweatpants each and every day.
That's right. You know why? Because they're comfortable.
I know.
So,
I know.
Jake, really, you have no reason, idea why maybe that Sharon hasn't gotten back to you. How long has it been since you guys went on your little date?
I mean, it's been a little bit.
Okay.
It's been a little bit here.
Like 3 or 4 days, you'd say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's better than a month.
We've
had them that way. So, are you ready, Jake? Because we're calling Sharon.
Let's do it.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sharon?
Hi, yes. This is Shady. How are you?
Hi, honey. This is Kristen Shady. We're calling from Kristen the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the radio for thousands of people to hear you right now in the morning.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yes. We are calling because you are very famous right now, especially to one young guy named Jake. Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately? Oh, no. Yeah. Jake said he was funny and you guys had a good time and all that. Was that not what happened? What happened?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess in reference to the date itself, it was pretty good, but it was up until the point where he started talking about my nose.
Oh, what's wrong with your nose?
Yeah.
Your nose?
I think, you know, I have a pretty large size nose, you know, and he just kind of started going in on it.
Oh,
and it wasn't so much as like just one little joke. I mean, like he could not stop. I guess he thought he was this big comedian from that time on, you know, and I just kind of, you know.
You're telling me he was making fun of you?
Yeah.
He's making fun of her?
Some people's comedy is other people's
in a playful
pain.
Manner. You know, I got pain, and I mean, this really got to me after a while because it was repetitive. Like, he kept bringing it up.
I'm sorry, but Jake is on the phone, Sharon. I'm not even going to wait any longer. Are you seriously making personal comments about a beautiful young woman on a date? Hence why you're single.
And for the fact, people with big noses are just better people. I mean, I have a big nose, so, you know, it is what it is.
You're an asshole, really.
Oh, there it is. Jake, seriously. What, really?
I mean, look, I kind of got a big nose. I thought it was fair game. I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny.
Now, there was one comment that you sent into us, Sharon, that he made.
Yeah.
Something about you belonging on Easter Island.
Okay, you know, it's just my sense of humor, okay? Do I go a little far? Sure, but I thought everybody thought it was funny, right? I thought it was funny.
a little far. It was everybody because it was just us two, and I never found that funny at all.
Oh boy!
Wow.
I just want to bring it out, throw it out there that for people with big noses this winter, there are nose warmers. You can check
them out. Oh my God! Here, you showed me these
on the blog at madtimejams.com. So not everybody has a small nose. Most people actually have bigger noses.
Everybody
and
has.
Most men have bigger.
Yes, girl. Oh my God, Sharon.
Oh damn,
Sharon,
oh.
I'm loving you. All right, so listen, since Sharon is into that, and Jake, you're into, I don't know if you're into girls with larger noses or you're not. We want to know if we can rekindle this relationship and go on another date.
What do you say?
I'm absolutely still open to it, obviously.
Listen to her. Absolutely not.
Well, you know what? We tried. I'm
but
sorry.
Jake's willing. He's willing. Well, you could always just come hang out with us at the Coliseum. Maybe you'll meet another young lady.
Exactly. There you go, Jake.
I mean, go Badgers.
Go Badgers.
Oh, my God. There it is.